Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
It's back to school time, everybody.
How about that?
And right now, if you pick up that phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-KEY-KID.
And your call number 13, you will win a limited edition Kid Nation lunchbox. Very few people are going to have this lunchbox, by the way.
Very cool.
Filled with a $250 Visa gift card and delicious, tasty cake products. Again, give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. 13.
I'm going.
There he is.
It's time for kids across the country to jump back.
That's our school bus pulling up.
There you go.
I'm thinking about putting the kids in the bus.
Really?
Yeah. My son. But we gotta wake him up earlier, so my wife says no. But I used to love driving the school bus.
You know, that's...
Or riding it, I mean.
You make some really good friends on the bus.
Yeah.
It's anxiety, though, like sitting next to the right person, you know?
Yeah, if you don't have any friends on the school bus, it could be a little bit scary.
Yeah.
But once you got your click, then you're all good. Did you guys like sitting in the back or in the front, Al?
Mostly the back. I think that's where the cool kids like to hang out. You know, you can get into all kinds of mischief back there.
Right.
Sing rap songs that might have dirty lyrics without the bus driver looking at you funny.
And there's always that one seat that is for one person only.
Right.
Big Tony always claimed that one.
Yeah, it seemed like, did I ever ride the bus when my mother drove the school bus? I don't think I rode hers. I used to drive a school bus, too.
I know.
So I'm a big fan of the school bus.
Me, too. Have fun on there. And welcome back to school, kids.
We live within 2 miles of the school, so no bus service.
Right.
So that means if my daughter would have to walk if we couldn't drive her. 2 miles?
Because it's not far enough?
It has to be outside of 2 miles to have bus service.
Yikes.
Yeah, I walked, but I lived a block.
So
once I was old enough, I walked, or I got dropped off and then would walk home.
By the way, the average household budget for back to school this year is about $510. Whoa.
That's for back to school supplies and
everything.
Clothes and shoes and athletic equipment.
But they said try to do your shopping online. That way you avoid all the stress of going inside the stores.
But my daughter's finally getting to the point where she cares about fashion a little bit.
Oh, that's cool. So it's okay to go to the stores and try on clothes,
yes,
but still. Yes,
just a little bit. Not crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But it was fun to finally take her shopping where I didn't have to beg her to try something on.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
So, well, welcome back. There's a lot of people going back to school today. There's some that started last week, and I think we're going to have some trickle in next week as well.
Okay.
And real quick, if you're wondering why you're striking out lately on Tinder and Bumble and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
New research has suggested that it's because you're trying to unsuccessfully pursue people out of your league.
Don't stretch.
If you're having less than 5 matches, you're reaching out of your league. Researchers found that both men and women try to pursue partners who are on average about 25% more desirable than they are.
It's a reach.
What is this?
I mean, no, it's true.
You got to find that group.
Yeah, you have to. That's the truth.
It is.
And you have to look at yourself and
that
say,
we're superficially, we're just trying to find a mate based on a photo.
Yeah, but we're not talking about you, Big Al, because you, sir, had a date this weekend. So obviously, some's a working.
Can we get to hear about this?
Sure, if you want to.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You want to?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. What? Who's the lady?
I don't think I get to.
Yeah. Okay. So who's the lady?
So, I had a date.
Yeah.
It was a second.
How'd you guys meet?
We met on Bumble.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, so it can work. But it was a second date?
Uh-huh. It was a second date.
What was the first date?
Just a little vino, a little wine.
Just a meet and greet.
Okay, a little vino.
Yeah, see if we like each other.
Okay.
Yeah, a little wine. And so we decided to go out this past weekend. And so I said, you want me to pick you up? She lives not far, far, but kind of far. But where we were going to hang was here, and then we're going to go to my restaurant and sing some karaoke.
Of course you were.
She was down 100%. So,
hey, you got to find somebody who's down with that, because that's the way it's going to be.
That's Big Al's life
right
there.
That's the way it's going to be.
So she came over here my way, and then we met at a restaurant.
That's right, buddy.
And then we had a drink there, and then we got a car service, took us down to my restaurant.
Oh, look at you, car service.
Look at Al, he's nervous. She's nervous telling the story.
It's so hard to tell super personal stories like this.
She's a champagne drinker.
Okay.
Oh.
So that's cool. I just happen to have a nice bottle of Vu laying in the restaurant, just sitting there.
Vu for your boo. That's right.
So got a little champagne-y.
Uh-huh.
And she didn't mind that I oversang. I probably did.
How many times?
Maybe four.
Oh, that's not too bad. I've seen you do 10.
We've seen worse.
That's not bad. Actually, you scaled back. That's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, I was trying. This should fit in with the friends, you know, which is very important.
Right.
Because if you don't fit in with the friends, that's a strike, at least in my world. So she did, and we just kind of hung out, had a good time, and went on back.
My man.
Went on back.
Well done, Al.
Went on back.
So there's going to be another date, I assume.
I hope so.
Yeah, I sure hope there better be.
I hope so.
There better be.
I'm down.
Wow.
So have you asked?
I don't know what to say.
I don't either.
This is such new territory. Yeah. I hasn't been on a successful first date in years.
Yeah, I don't want to kill it. I just want to
celebrate it, enjoy
the moment,
acknowledge it, celebrate it.
She was, hopefully we'll go out and have a little one-on-one type date. You know, this one was kind of
a lot of people
meet the friends.
Okay,
you know, so maybe
already.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's out.
But like I said, you got to this. You're letting her know early. This is the way it's going to be.
That's right.
And there is somebody that'll gel with that lifestyle and perfect. Yeah. You know?
Dr. Girlfriend she gelled. That's why it worked for so many years.
Why are we bringing her up?
No, because I'm giving a successful. That was my fault. Yeah. But I'm giving you, that was a successful. This seems like it's headed down that route.
We'll see. I mean, it's early to know that. I mean, but hopefully, you know, I've got confidence.
Good. Pep in your step.
You got that spring in your step back.
Yeah. My man.
Man, too bad it didn't happen on Thursday, so we wouldn't be moving like a sloth on Friday. You could use a spring in your step on Friday.
Yeah, you can always use a little spring in your step, girl. You can always use a little spring in your step.
How was your weekend, Jenna?
It was great.
It was a good weekend? Mm-hmm. Good. Good times.
Dates.
It was enjoyable.
Dates.
Things are good.
Uh-huh.
DeWine.
Things are good in my life. Okay. I think.
DeWine.
Things are happening.
No DeWine.
There's like...
We're going to be a little close.
Why is everybody being so vague?
I don't know. We're going to be a little close to him later this week because we're going to San Antonio.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thursday.
We'll be down there.
And doing the show from the Hotel Valencia Riverwalk on Friday morning.
And Austin Mahone is going to be there.
Yeah.
Of course.
I was just reading, you know, I have to check out all the tabloids and gossip columns to do the Showbiz Top 5. Austin Mahone, we need to talk to him.
We are going to talk to
him. Well, I know we are. But we need to talk to him about this billionaire that he is friends with and see how we can get on that billionaire train.
Well, let's do it.
Because this billion, remember a couple years ago we talked about the San Antonio personal injury lawyer that threw a $4 or $6 million quinceañera for his daughter?
Oh, is that him?
That's him.
Okay, cool, yeah.
And Austin Mahone just performed. They had a 25th anniversary for his law firm. Spent $10 million on this party, and Austin Mahone performed at it.
Whoa.
He must be best friends with his family.
Yeah.
You think he gets a discount?
He better be trying to date that daughter.
Yeah, right?
No, she's 16 or 15.
She's 18 now.
She's 18 now. Okay, so that was a few years ago. Got it. Good.
Those kids, what can any other person outside of dad do for...
You bring celebrity status, because that's what the one thing that rich people don't have, that's the last
thing. The celebrity?
Is the celebrity thing. Yeah. So that's why they bring in all the celebrities and stuff.
You can, because you fit in that world.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you do. Got to stroke that ego.
Don't you think I'm not going to be asking him a lot of personal questions about that?
I know you are, Kelly Raspberry.
Oh, no.
Speaking of stroking the ego, welcome Nick Adams to the show.
Hello.
Oh.
So we've been doing this TV show, Kid Nation TV.
Yeah.
You know, a little test run in a couple markets in Houston and in Dallas. And this is different from the radio show because you get to see what's going on behind the scenes mostly. And we do things outside of the studio. And with that comes a little bit of FaceTime for our support staff, who are the unsung heroes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nick happens to be one of those guys. He's a producer. He gets here earlier than we do, as does Trey and White Cheddar and Anna and Lacey and Amy. And so these people work long hours, and you guys don't get the love. That's admiration.
Right. That's right.
That you
carrying the show on my back.
Of course, Nicholas. But now that you're on TV, people get to see what you look like.
Oh, yes.
So how's that been going for you?
Well, this weekend, I went to a live recording of my favorite podcast, Dax Shepard, Armchair Expert.
Oh, yeah.
He was in town, and he did a live recording of his podcast. It was wonderful.
Was it good? My girlfriends went.
It was great. It was so much fun.
How did you even find out about that?
I just heard about it. Tickets sold out in an hour, and luckily I... I follow him on social media and stuff, so
yeah,
I saw
you got
it.
Your finger on the pulse. I need my finger somewhere.
It was great. So
Save that, please.
It was a great date night for me and the wife. The rare date night for us. And anyways, the second I walked in the door, I mean, my foot crossed the threshold of the venue,
right.
A girl comes up to me.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, I love Kid Nation TV. I've listened to the morning show for years. Yeah. I was like, oh, thanks so much. This is so nice.
Was it within earshot of Dak?
No.
He's backstage.
Yeah. Just right before the show.
Yeah.
And oh my, she's just going on and on and on. And she said, congrats on the engagement, Trey.
I was,
my wife was so proud.
Yeah.
Like, oh, look at my
husband.
Yes, his dreams are coming true.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And I looked at her and I said, I'm not Trey. And she was so embarrassed.
Aww.
She didn't say anything. She just turned around and left. She didn't say, I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's hard.
So it was kind of like ego boost, ego
deflate.
Deflate. Yeah. But it was kind of like, eh. But
what?
Literally 1 second after that, someone else came up to me.
Yes.
And second person in 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And she said, oh my gosh, I love the Shut Up podcast. I was like, she knows who I am.
Right.
She really does.
Podcast community.
Yeah. And I was talking to her and I knew I'd seen her before and I couldn't place it.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me her name and she said her name was Noelle. And I said, you're the girl that wrestled Jenna for shoes. Several years ago. Wait, and it was her.
It was her.
And she was just on Kid Nation TV. They did a flashback.
Yes. It was so crazy.
Random.
Yeah. And I asked her, well, what did you do with those shoes? Because she won. And I said, what do you do with those shoes? And she said, well, I actually just
kept
the money and bought tires.
Yeah, you did.
Some new shoes for
we talked about that. I remember.
Shoes for her car.
Yeah.
And then she said, thank you, Justin, right?
No. She knows me.
So. Oh, man.
Oh, that's cool, though.
Yeah,
man.
So I was picked back up. I got a good ego boost at the end, and then we saw the show, and it was great.
My man.
I've never known what to do in that. I don't know if I've told Kelly. That's happened to me before.
They think you're Kelly?
Mm-hmm.
They just
be like, are you Kelly Raspberry? Or I love you, Kelly. And I'll just kind of like wave because, you know,
you don't want to break
someone's heart all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't
Except
think I've been
when they ask me, where's Big Al? I don't know. That's what I say.
They do that a lot. Where's JC? Where's
Kelly? Thanks for the love, Kelly.
I don't know.
Where's JC?
Yeah,
they ask me that too. I'm like in the burbs.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea where they are. But
they think we're all together all the time.
Yeah.
It'd be weird if Al and I got confused for one another.
Never happens.
Never happened before.
Never?
No. Nobody's ever called me Big Al.
Well, it's weird with me and Jenna. We look nothing alike.
Yeah, but you're girls.
I know. People
two white girls.
I think they just get confused. It's fine.
Yeah.
Well, Nick, congratulations on your first sort
of. You'll get more and more, I'm sure.
Thanks. I'll be signing autographs by the coffee maker in the back. That's fun.
And check out KidNation.com if you would like to watch past episodes of Kid Nation TV. We got some new ones.
Hey, but you know what? This is the last week of the test run, so if it's on in your market, please watch.
Please watch.
It determines whether we're going to get picked up.
Going back and streaming, I get it for the rest of the country, but the ones that have it in your market, please watch, because that's what's going to determine. Yeah.
If you're a Texas Tech fan this week, you should watch, because one of your favorite quarterbacks.
Oh, you did a little quarterback challenge, right?
Yeah.
And it's shocking results.
It should be aired this week.
Okay, good.
Texas Tech, that's where my husband went, right?
That's where Alan went, yeah.
I keep getting confused.
Yeah, that's right.
Wreck them, Turk.
Ask him if
you're... Guns up.
Guns up. Yep. So, this week, it was one of my lifelong dreams to do this, because I got to compete against a pro.
Well, in college.
Well, he was a pro also. Like, he played in college. But
I'm very confused.
Oh, he did.
He's one of the greatest college quarterbacks of all time.
Oh.
And then went on to the pros for a little bit.
Yeah. Will that basketball...
His name's Graham Harrell. I'll just go ahead and tell you that. How about them apples?
Will that basketball be on TV, too?
Yes, Sal. That will be on TV. All right, let's go. Sorry, Cal. I'm sorry, man.
I embarrassed the brothers.
Yeah, I
embarrassed the black folks.
In fact, they canceled taping for something else because they're like, we got so much Big Al basketball. Let's go ahead and not do that other thing. Connie, how are you doing?
Connie. Hello, Connie.
Hello, Connie.
Oh, Connie.
Connie going once.
Well, Connie.
Connie going twice.
Okay.
Connie.
Well, congratulations to Connie.
Way to go, Connie.
Sometimes people get shy on the phone. Or maybe our phones are not working.
But she won the ultimate lunchbox, correct?
Don't meet that many Connie.
I know, you wanted to talk to her. That's your mommy's name.
My mom's name is Connie.
Anyways, we'll have another ultimate lunchbox for you tomorrow.
Bill, with all
you
got to do is $250 Visa gift card.
Yeah, and we got some delicious Tasty Cake products for you. Tasty Cake has been making people happy since 1914 with delicious fresh baked goods.
Thank you, Tasty Cake.
And coming up next, let's do some pettiness. Let's go. Yeah, if you're petty all the time, we want to hear all about it. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll double-check those phones, make sure they're working. But, for example, Tracy wrote us and said, when I'm mad at my husband and I'm in the shower, I will squirt almost all of his shaving cream down the drain.
What?
And put the almost empty can back in the shower.
Whoa.
Hashtag petty.
That's petty.
Oh,
razor burn coming your way, sir. We'll take your Petty Monday calls next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Give me a T. Give me a E. Give me a T. T. Why? I'm petty all the time.
All right, Kid Nation, we got our phones fixed.
We did.
We did have an issue, but they're all ready to go now for you. Pick it up and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
If you would like to share your Petty Monday with us. And we're all petty from time to time. You just got to come to the realization that, yeah, what I just did is pretty petty, but I feel good about it. All right, we got a couple here from the text.
All right.
Tiffany wrote us out there in New Orleans and said, my husband has severe OCD, and he has a bowl of peppermints on our coffee table, and he's constantly straightening the bowl. So when I get mad at him, I will walk over to the bowl and move it.
Wow.
You don't understand. If somebody's OCD, that is the most petty thing you could do to them.
Have to have that bowl in the exact right spot.
A lot of pettiness from the wives this morning. My husband's 6 foot tall. I'm 5 feet tall. When he makes me mad, I go into his car and I adjust the mirrors and the seats and the radio stations to fit me.
That'll learn him.
Yeah. Want another wife being petty to her husband?
Sure.
Our Keurig is set to make my husband's coffee when he wakes up. That is the first thing he goes to. Well, he didn't let me watch my show last night because he was watching Big Brother, so I poured the water out of the Keurig, and his coffee was not ready this morning.
You got him.
Don't mess with a person's coffee in the
morning. Yeah, because now he's mad.
That ruins a whole day right there.
Who didn't put the water in the coffee maker? It's usually our fault, too. We didn't put the coffee in there. The water. Hi, Shailene.
Good morning.
Good morning. You have a petty for us? Petty Monday?
Yeah, so I am the friend my friends call when they need somebody to be petty. They have dating profiles, and when they get stood up or ghosted, they show me the guy's profile, and I will talk to him, set up a date, and ghost him and stand him up.
Oh,
whoa.
Wow. You're the go-to ghoster.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Wow.
How many times have you done this successfully?
Six.
Are you using your own picture, or do you use, like, some stuff?
No, I use my own picture.
Oh, you're the hot friend of the group.
Something like that.
Well, send us a picture of you and your group, and I'll tell you if you're the hot one in the group, okay?
Oh, that's what Big Al meant.
I'll get right on that.
Yeah, she got time for that.
Shailene's a good friend, though. She's willing to do that for
people. Take one for the team. Yeah, that's taking one for the team.
That takes time to build up those relationships to ghost the guy. Well played. That's group petty right there.
But you have to also let him know that's why, don't you think? So he'll understand that's his lesson.
Well, you probably...
Otherwise, they just think that's how this works.
And then I'm going to do it too. Yeah.
Right.
It just perpetuates.
So if you, at the end, after she stands him up, maybe the next day say, and that was for my friend Tina.
You got to label your punishment.
You got to let him know that was the punishment, or they don't get it.
Yeah, for us guys specifically, yes.
Like it has to be spelled out for the guy, for sure.
Otherwise, we don't get it.
But the day after the stand-up, if she's still listening, go back and let them know that was punishment. I don't think it's a lesson learned.
Girls assume that us guys will go, that's what it feels like to do that to a person. I will never do that again. Yeah. But that's too much credit given to us.
Yeah.
That's the way this works.
Yeah, you got to let us know why you're doing it. What's up, Toby?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Chilling. I just want to. What do you do to your wife?
Hey, first time, I got to say, I appreciate you guys. I love listening to you guys. My dad was a DJ for 35 plus years, so I know how hard it is to get up that early and stay positive every day. Because I know sometimes he left, he wasn't too positive, but then he got on the radio and he was all chipper, and I was like, "What in the world?" But anyway,
that's funny.
I wasn't the same man yelling at me this morning.
Yeah, he'd leave the house whooping my butt, but then he'd get on the radio and be happy to everyone else. I couldn't figure it out.
Did he read poems about going back to school on the first day?
Do what?
Never mind.
How are you petty, Toby?
Okay, I hate to admit this, but I'm petty. My wife, every time she takes a shower, we've been married for 10 years plus, and every time she takes a shower, she leaves that disgusting hairball in the drain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially, like, if I get in right after her and it's got the soap in it and everything, and you got to get the toilet paper and pull it out of there and throw it in the toilet.
Yep.
So every time I have to do that, the next time I pee, I just pee all over the toilet seat so she has to clean it off.
Oh, you don't even pee off the seat.
On purpose?
I just don't flush.
Oh, my God. Yours is way worse, though.
Well, then get rid of your
problem. The problem is that our four boys are all grown now, so she used to blame it on them for peeing on the toilet seat. I just sit back and laugh, but now she knows it's me because I'm the only dude in the house.
That is hilarious.
That's
dude.
Pretty good.
I want to have a beer with you.
We don't intentionally leave our hair
no, I try to always get it because I think it's gross, and I don't want Alan to think I'm gross, so I try, but every once in a while... It'll be so minuscule that I don't even see it. That's the ones he sees.
Oh, no, we see it every time.
I try really hard.
I don't even care about hair. If I find hair in my food, I just pull out, keep going. I don't care, but, man, that's gross.
I try to always.
She's got hair like Julia Roberts, a huge, full, thick thing of hair. I don't know how she keeps losing it and not be bald.
Flowing mane.
Yeah, we lose a lot of hair.
No.
I just take it out of the drain. I don't know if you do this, Toby, and I'll put it off to the corner to see how... much of a hairball I can build.
Gross, JC.
Gross.
Because it's my wife's. I'm like, when am I going to take this out of here? And then she finally told me she thinks it's disgusting. But it's your hair. What?
Oh, man.
Oh. Blowing chestnut mane.
Yeah.
You need to call in on Does That Make Me
We got a,
JC.
Like a one that was the size of a fist once.
Oh.
It's just hair, Kelly.
And who finally has to take it out?
I took it out, of course.
She ain't touching it.
Yeah, she's not touching it.
You told her.
You know how it is. Yeah, I showed her.
Lesson learned.
Pretty cool hairball, though.
Yeah.
From the text, my boyfriend went out of town on a guy's trip. He didn't text me until 4 a.m. The next day, I kept posting hot bikini pictures on Instagram to show what he was missing. Hashtag Petty Monday.
All guys are the same. It's the quickest way to get a response from a dude. Post a hot pic.
It's just like
clockwork. My girlfriends and I talk about it all the time. Sometimes it's unintentional to try and get their response. And then they're like, hey, how have you been? I'm like, are you kidding me right now?
Did you get one this weekend from a...
It happens all the time if I post something that's attractive. I'll hear from like an old dude. Not that I'm trying to get him to text me, but someone will just pop up. Just someone I haven't talked to in a year.
Okay.
Just be like, hey, how have you been? Okay. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
Always check the last picture you posted when a random guy like that sneaks back in. Because it has to do with that, probably.
Hey, you up?
You guys are all so visual. Hence the reason we get mad when you follow hot chicks online, because we know how it is with our own photos.
A funny story I was just thinking about you, Jenna.
Uh-huh, sure.
Yeah. I just thought I would hit you up. Nothing to do with the bikini picture.
I'm not thinking about you.
Yeah. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, how are you?
Doing excellent. So you did something to your husband that would make a lot of movie fans mad. What'd you do?
Yes. First year marriage, we had a little argument. I was really upset, so I went to go see the Avengers Infinity War movie without him, and then I came home and spoiled the whole thing for him.
Oh my gosh.
How'd that go over?
It was good. It was a double feature, and I got to see Ant-Man and the Wasp. So
what?
I ruined that for him as well.
Oh,
dang.
Oh my God.
You can't take that back.
You can't. That's super petty.
That's real petty.
Oh, man. Level of 1 to 10 on anger, how high did it get?
He was upset, but he had it coming to him, so he took it with pride.
I did this to myself, is what he was probably thinking. Oh, man, both movies spoiled, especially if he's a big fan of them. Oh, Katie. We're doing Petty Monday this morning, letting you vent out your pettiness.
A lot of pettiness out there this past weekend.
Katie, what did you do to your boyfriend?
So, he made me mad the night before, and so we went to bed,
And the next morning when I turned to go to work, his alarm was super quiet, so I heard it, but he didn't. So I turned it off, I got ready for work, and I left, and he was 2 hours late for work.
Oh, the phone connection was a little messed up there. If you didn't hear, boyfriend didn't come home on time, came home way too late. They got in an argument about it. She woke up. Her alarm was super soft.
His alarm was soft. She turned his off.
She woke up, got ready, left the house, went to work, and then he was two days late. I mean, 2 hours late. 2 days would have been bad. That means
you could have gotten him written up or fired.
This is making me sad.
Don't come home late, fellas.
I know.
When you tell your girl I'm going to be home at a certain time.
I went from laughing to think this kid is very sad.
Sometimes I'm like, I want to tell these people, like, when I want to be petty, I just take some deep breaths. like, breathe. Take a breath.
See, this is the petty we're looking
It'll
for
be
right
all
here.
Right.
Nikki, what do you do on Facebook to your mom?
Well, my mom sent me approved pictures to post on Facebook for her birthday. So I plan on going to her house today and taking pictures, getting all the pictures of when she was, you know, not looking so good, and putting those on Facebook all day on her birthday.
Why? Are you mad at her?
Not at all. I just think it's hilarious that she sends me approved pictures that are allowed to be posted on Facebook. She doesn't like the ones I posted. I told her that's not how this works.
Now, what if she turns around and posts pictures that you don't like on your Facebook?
She always does.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what moms do.
Okay.
Yeah, they always post the embarrassing ones. That's just Nikki getting, her back.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Yeah, right? Y'all are making Kelly sad again.
Yeah, I'm sad too.
This one, Lindsay will make you happy, Kelly.
Okay.
Lindsay, you are an MVP when it comes to listening to the show. What do you do to your husband?
Okay, so we carpool to work, and so he likes listening to another show, and when he does, I'll purposely pull over and say, if you don't let me listen to the Kate Craddock show, you can either walk or we'll sit here until I can listen to it.
That right there.
Yeah.
I'm a Kid Nation member right there. Yeah. MVP status.
Go ahead and give you a little bail on that.
That's kind of petty where you get behind right there.
Awesome.
Yeah. We'll take that one.
Have a wonderful day today, Lindsay.
You too.
Bye.
I'll turn this car right around.
Yeah.
Listening to the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We got your love letters to Kelly coming up in about 30 minutes, 35 minutes. Also, Showbiz Top 5, 20 minutes away. Kelly, y'all done with that one? You're still working hard?
I'm still, I'm almost done.
I'm almost done.
I'm a last minute kind of girl.
Yeah, you are.
I gotcha. On Wednesday, we're going to do a nice little reveal for you. It's also going to be on the TV show on Kid Nation TV. But Big Al Mac, you got to experience this.
The reveal is, what he's speaking of, is revealing to a family that they've been nominated and selected to go on the Kids Kids trip.
Oh, good.
And what is Kids Kids, Big Al, for our new friends?
Kids Kids is our charity that was started by Kid Craddock, whereas we take chronically, terminally, kids that have challenges and their families on a trip to Disney World. It's an all-expense-paid trip for 5 days. And we go into Disney World, and we just have a really, really great time.
We do.
Southwest Airlines is nice enough to donate us an entire plane. And it's a very, 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 it's a great event. So yesterday, I went to a...
How many varies?
It's awesome.
Very, 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 very,
what
because we, that's Kid Craddock's birthday.
Oh, that's right. Yes, it is. August 22nd. And so what we try to do from time to time when we let the families know that they've been selected to go on the trip, we try to think of creative ways to let them know. In other words, not just a phone call or a letter. We try to go out and visit them in their... wherever.
In their natural habitat.
In their natural habitat. That's good.
And this one left some people confused.
It did.
But it was a sweet ending to it.
It was a great, great, confusing...
Not Al's fault. It's just because of the nature of the reveal.
Oh.
It happened yesterday at a church. And you're like, at a church? Yes, it happened yesterday at a church after the service. And Kelly, the sermon was great. It was a great message. And
you'll hear the whole thing on Wednesday.
I don't want to spoil it.
Just a taste, Al.
Yeah. I'll sit here and spoil the whole doggo thing. It was great.
Cool. I can't wait to see it and hear it.
Yeah.
It was very, very, very great.
Very, very, very great. Speaking of not very, 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 very great, good to see that Kevin Spacey's still not a fan favorite.
Oh boy, this was
was well deserved, Kevin Spacey.
I think a couple reasons behind this.
Yeah. Well, first it was not a wide release, but
what was it?
It's a movie. He has a new movie out.
I feel bad for the other actors who poured everything into it.
Yeah, the staff, the cameramen, everybody that worked on this project. But he has a new movie called Billionaire Boys Club, which the name title, I don't know if it should go with Kevin Spacey, but whatever. It brought in a grand total of $126.
Yeah.
$126.
There's only like 10 screens. What was it?
Yeah,
8 theaters. Only 13 people saw it.
Yeah. But you know, it came out on video on demand. I mean, you can watch it on your TV at home.
Right. So. Yeah, they're not even, they just want to throw it out there, I think, and just to see if they can recoup.
2 or 2.5 years ago is when they filmed it, so.
Was it, that was before all the.
Way before any of that came out.
I wonder how well it would have done if we wouldn't have found out he was a monster.
It might have been a stinker anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even the biggest stinkers don't do that badly.
Right.
Like 126, 200, less than $200.
Oh, Shia LaBeouf. Didn't he do one that was like worse than that almost? I don't remember.
Yeah, but he went through those tough times.
Yeah, that's well deserved, I guess.
Speaking of movies on demand and stuff and streaming, Jenna.
Yes.
Did you see what Netflix is doing?
What? No, but I just watched a great movie on Netflix.
New ads.
Oh, they're thinking about running commercials.
Yeah.
Well, that's how you monetize things. Yeah. People get mad about it, but that's the reality.
They confirmed that they're going to be testing a new ad experience where ads for other shows are going to play while the credits roll, while you're binge watching. So at least it's not going to cut off an episode or whatever.
Why don't they just call it previews?
Right.
Don't call it an ad. Like preview, new content.
Because we are paying for this service,
but it's not
to get rid of the ads.
Commercials for Colgate. It's promoting other shows, so it's like.
But this is a gateway, Kelly.
The gateway.
Yeah, they get you with the we're just showing you shows you can watch, and then next thing you know, they're gonna give you.
Are y'all into your Netflix though?
Yeah.
Okay, because I watched the greatest movie, and I asked Anna.
Which
because
one?
This is so up her alley, and she was going to watch it, because it was all over my Twitter to say it was like Netflix's latest film called To All the Boys I've Loved Before.
Yeah.
It's so good.
That looks so good.
I watched it yesterday, and it's this Asian-American actress, which is so cool. That
she wrote
we're
it,
having
didn't she?
A lot of, I don't know if she wrote it, but.
I think she wrote it.
I
don't know,
the
she's really young, but anyway, it's just like a teen rom-com, coming-of-age high school story, her love letters that she wrote to 5 different boys accidentally get sent out. That's the premise of it, but it's really just genuinely good. I've really liked it.
Did you guys ever write those letters? Because I heard a lot of girls did that in high school and middle school. You write these letters to these guys, get all your feelings on the letters, and then you just never have the intention of giving them to them.
Give them to them.
Well, she had 5, Kelly.
What's the worst that could happen?
And one of them is her sister's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So that's...
She goes off to college, and they have a, single dad, and it's I just absolutely loved it.
Well, I wrote books of poetry for the boys I like.
Yeah, you would give it to them, though.
Well, that...
Yes.
That combined... That written by an Asian lady, and with the movie Crazy Rich Asians. The Asians had a good weekend.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Did they?
They did.
Did all of them?
Every last one of them, Kelly. That movie did $30 million, was it?
I'm going to talk about
we'll tell you in the show best top five, Al.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We'll get to that. You know? We'll tie it all together.
Like we told you an hour ago that we were going to talk about in the show best top five, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I was distracted.
Did you see also, by the way, since we're talking about new movies, is that okay?
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds is doing?
No, what is Ryan doing?
He is doing a movie called based off Home Alone. He's reinventing Home Alone.
Really?
Unless this was... I read this on Variety.
No, he would do this.
Yeah. It's called Stoned Alone.
Oh.
So essentially a remake of Home Alone, but...
Everybody's high?
No, someone that's stoned alone.
Oh, one person's high.
Yeah, it
can't be everybody.
Somebody got left home alone.
Love this idea.
Huh.
He doesn't strike me as a pothead.
No, he doesn't.
I would see Seth Rogen maybe writing that movie.
But again, just the comedic premise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of movies, we'll go full circle on this one because last week, Milo Ventimiglia from This Is Us said that Jennifer Lopez wanted him as a love interest.
You're the only one I want.
Yeah, in a new movie. And then he went to her dressing room at some place and she just basically looked at him and like blew him off.
Yeah, love your show.
But Jimmy Fallon actually asked Jennifer about this and here she is to tell us why Milo is the perfect choice.
I have always been the girl who dances on tables.
No, hold on.
No. I'm a big fan of This Is Us, and I watched it, and watching him play a dad, I was just like, ugh, oh my God. I mean, he's just, it is heartthrob time. He's really amazing, and when I read the script, and we were developing this script, there was only one person I ever saw.
So why did you blow him off in the dressing room, Jay?
She was focused on her performance.
You know, when you have
at the wrong time.
Okay.
Yeah, you hit somebody at the wrong time, they're laser focused. Jennifer Lopez is
right, just like we are before the show starts.
Right. Don't talk to me.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me before I come turn on this mic.
No, don't you dare.
Laser focused.
Hi, who? Hi? You just hi me?
Laser. Laser focused.
You know what movie I can't wait to come out? They've really gotten me with the previews. Is that A Simple Favor?
Simple Favor? Which one's that?
Blake Lively.
Oh, yeah.
What's she doing in that?
I don't know. But she is her.
It's like a murder mystery,
it's
right?
It's her. I guess. She disappears. She becomes friends with Anna Kendrick. It's like they're both moms of little kids. And Blake Lively is this just breathtaking, mysterious, stunning woman that befriends meek little Anna Kendrick. And then suddenly Blake Lively disappears. And Anna Kendrick just is obsessed with figuring out what happened. And it looks really good.
Okay.
I'm really excited about that. A Simple Favor. I don't know when it comes out, though. But Blake Lively was promoting it this weekend wearing that all neon. Man, neon is back as far as fashion. What are you laughing at?
The way you said it, neon is back.
Neon's back. Kim Kardashian wore it to that 2 Chainz wedding over the weekend. That you don't wear latex neon rubber dresses to somebody's wedding. That outshines the bride.
I'm sorry. You don't wear slip-ons Kanye West.
His tiny. His tiny. Yeah.
And they're too small.
And
did you see
too
that?
Yeah. Like 2 sizes too
small. And then she wore, Blake Lively wore this all neon, just neon sweater, neon pants, neon cape. She looked gorgeous.
I would just like to say, I wore neon with my neon car for my birthday. That was in May.
That's neon's back. Neon's back. They saw your Instagram.
Big Al's been singing Neon Lights and karaoke for a long time. What you talk about? You've been knowing.
I wore this neon scarf to a concert trying to get picked up on stage by Janet Jackson. She didn't.
A neon scarf.
A neon green. About the same color as Kim Kardashian's
slime green
dress. Yeah, lime green.
Slime.
She probably thought it was just a booger.
Waving it around.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, Kid Nation. Happy Monday.
Howdy.
It's time to help some people out there with our love expert.
Oh, that's me.
That is you, Kelly Raspberry.
Mm-hmm. I can never take a Monday off. What would you do without me?
Or I know, right?
Yeah.
Or Wednesday.
We'd have to go do love letters to Al, I guess. And those,
I don't know
if we want to try that one right there.
I'll try.
But let's get to it. Let's help someone out with
love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Ever since my husband and I conceived our child, now 1.5-year-old, we've noticed a very steady stream of competition between our mothers. Each of them is eager to be closest to us, physically and on social media. They race one another to be the first to post anything regarding my husband, our child, our new pregnancy, etc. They make over-the-top comments about loving us so much and missing us like crazy, even though we speak to them or see them regularly. We make an effort to make them both feel loved and appreciated, but how do we get them to calm down their public affection and be a little more sincere? We understand there are worse things in the world than being loved too much, but it's gotten to the point where we hate sharing parts of our life with them because of how dramatic they make everything. Please help.
No, let them have it. Mm-hmm. Let them have it. What, man, imagine the alternative.
Yeah,
that you
right.
hate that your mother-in-law or the grandmothers don't care. I mean, there's extremes to everything, but what are you going to say without hurting their feelings? Sometimes you just have to suck it up and let them have it.
It's fine.
Just, you know, there's bigger things. Yeah, like you said, there's bigger problems. So just figure out how to not let it bother you and roll with it. That's, you got to change you and not them on that
and
one.
And you know
I
what?
Think.
If it's really getting to you, mute them. You'll never see it. Out of sight, out of mind, you won't get mad if you don't see it.
There's nothing you can say that won't devastate them emotionally and hurt their feelings and then cause problems.
Right.
Just be, you know, who cares if it's a little competition?
Yeah.
Okay. Who can love that grandbaby the most?
Or don't share as much information if you don't want it to be public.
You can cut back the information. They'll still find a way, though, Jenna. Grandmothers.
Not if you're not sending them photos to post.
Oh, they'll sneak it. They'll steal it from
you. Get their own photos.
Yeah, they'll steal it.
That's
but
fine.
I wouldn't, you know, don't squelch their fun. There's so little that older people have to do anyway. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, let them have Facebook.
Let them have that.
Yeah.
I'm not on there anyway.
And then drive them to the bank.
Now she gets on Instagram and starts doing that. Tell her to stop it. That's my realm right there.
Yeah.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I am struggling with weight gain. I've gained 30 pounds over the last 2 years.
Girl.
I've tried to lose the weight, but haven't been successful. Of course, my plate has been full with family, work, and a ridiculously busy social calendar that my boyfriend and I have with all our friends. He and I have been together for 5 years, and I know he's unhappy with my weight. It doesn't help that our girls in our friend group are all size 2 and 4. Mm. This puts me even more stress on me, and it's not helping. I recently told him that I didn't love myself because of my appearance, and he asked me to give him a list of things that he could do to help. I did, and he agreed to do all of them except love on me. He said it's too hard for him because he isn't and hasn't been attracted to big women. I weigh 175, I'm a size 12, very curvy. I was size 6 when we met, and he's no longer attracted to me but loves me. I can understand to this point. I can understand that to a point because if I'm not happy with myself, now how can he? But another side of me says, what happens if I get sick or when I get old? It crushes me hearing this. He has gained some weight and lost some hair, but I'm still attracted to him because I love him. I do realize men and women are different. Any advice, Roxy?
Men and women are different, but I tell you, a lot of it has to do with, it's not just the weight gain, it's the way you act. You know, it's like you complain about it, you're moping about it, you're depressed about it, you're awkward about it, you're not that sexy, confident girl. So a lot of it doesn't have to do with the weight gain as much as the way it affects you on the inside.
Right.
You know, and so I think that has a lot to do with it. But, honey, I get the weight gain thing. Get right mentally. And
and you've heard it. You said you don't love yourself.
Yeah, you don't love yourself. And that translates into the insecurity. And don't touch me. And don't do that. Don't look at me and stuff. And that stuff does build up. Now, he's a visual person and he's told you. And men like to fix things.
Yeah.
Just give me a list of things that I can do. Oh, but I can't do that. I have a hard time. Man, the fact that he verbalized that, that's hard for a man to say.
Like you said, attitude will go a long way. If you're acting hot and sexy and you think you're the ish, then he's going to think you are.
You don't want it. You better take advantage of this, you know. Yeah. But, weight gain it's hard. I mean, I've gained a lot this year. It's very obvious if people, and I'm not fishing, I have gained a lot of weight in a year. But it's just a matter of, my head's not right now.
Isn't it funny how men, we laugh about it. We joke, hey, you look at this, and we pat our stomachs and whatnot. I mean, girls don't do that.
Yeah, but if I walk around and complain about it to my husband, and he's like, and then suddenly all you do is complain, it's like a negative thing.
Yeah.
And if I don't let him touch me like he used to, then that's a problem. So it has a lot to do with the way we handle the weight gain.
Exactly. Look how what you said is right, Al. Because look at us guys. We're acting like, hey, look how funny this is. Great.
More me to love,
you know
baby.
What we're doing? We're being confident. We're being funny about it. We're showing that it's not getting us down.
Right.
And to women, that's, he's sure of himself. That's attractive. When you act the opposite way, that's why it's not working for them.
Big gushy in the house.
So you gotta change it on the mental side of it.
Yeah.
And I bet once you get a hold of that a few of the pounds will probably drop off. You might not be a size 6 again. Who cares? But, just as long as you're healthy and you're not just sitting around, then you're eating your emotions and it becomes, 30 pounds becomes 50, becomes 60, you know. But it's all about the way you feel about yourself and carry yourself.
Agreed.
Boom.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
My husband and I got married this past February. In June, my company offered me an amazing opportunity to work on a 6-month project in New York. My husband was extremely supportive of me taking the job. We decided that financially speaking, it would be best for my husband to stay behind as the project is only temporary, and I would be returning once the project is over. I've been working in New York for a few weeks now. My husband and I have weekly date nights where we FaceTime, drink wine, and watch movies. Aside from date night and racy texts and pictures, what suggestions do you have to keep our romance alive, especially on this first year of marriage apart? From Val.
You better get a buddy pass and start flying home on the weekends. I would suggest that. I mean, FaceTime is great, but I would try to make time to do some face-to-face. Look for the cheapest dirt rate. You know, if maybe his schedule's a little bit more flexible. Whoever's schedule's more flexible.
Right.
But I would try to schedule a couple of face-to-face meetings.
I would take the bus.
They have
whatever
this,
you have to do.
I would take the bus if I have to.
They have this thing. I wish I could remember. I've been looking for it ever since I read this letter, picked this letter. Something called a love, I don't know what it's called, like a love lamp. Like when the person that's over here thinking about you.
Okay, that's fine. You turn on the lamp and their lamp turns on. I'm not a big.
Or the girlfriend pillow. I ran across that on Amazon too while I was
there. Those love lamps are expensive too.
Oh, they are?
Ridiculous.
Like,
I remember one time, it's kind of the same premise. I went to school with this girl, and her and her boyfriend decided he'd send her packets of instant oatmeal in the mail.
Uh-huh.
And then tell her what time to eat them so they could eat breakfast together.
Oh,
okay.
That's
really?
Sweet, Kelly?
That's cool.
Cheesy.
That's sweet.
That's so cheesy.
Oh, Kelly.
That is sweet.
That's cheesy.
Oh, come on.
Well, you know, okay, yeah. well, along that same line, what if you have breakfast at Waffle House together at the Waffle House, whatever it is. Just go and you go and you FaceTime while you're there eating waffles.
So they're FaceTiming and eating together. That's fine, but I'm saying nothing. As a first year marriage, you need face-to-face time.
You need touch.
You need some. Hello, how you doing time. You know what I mean?
Sandwich and the love.
Yes,
loving,
you need some sandwich and loving. That's right, JC. Thank you for the shameless podcast plug.
I got you, girl.
Mm.
Yeah.
But yeah, you need to just figure it out. Make it work. Even if it does hurt you financially, you're saying you're making all this money. Use some for travel expenses.
That's right.
If not, go to mygirlfriendpillow.com.
Love letters to Kelly. We got time for one more.
Good, and this is a little different out of the love letter box.
All right.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I have a wonderful hairdresser I've been going to for 10 plus years. She's always done a great job. Recently, she moved to a bigger space and created a really nice business for herself. The problem is, the past 3 appointments, she has been way off, running way late, didn't have the same colors. Her salon space is super dirty. Hair and lashes are all over the place. She's never increased her fees, so I want to stay with her, but she needs to get her act together. How can I casually bring up that she's a mess without upsetting her? Jenny.
Oh, wow.
Well, if you're that close to her, you could bring it up kind of like in a joking manner. I mean, what do you say? You know, like, wow, things have really changed since you moved. You've been really stressed because I noticed you've been running a lot later and things aren't, you know, like they used to be, and maybe just open up those lines.
10 years, if you're not close enough, what is wrong with
people? Why can't you bring it up?
Direct. I'd be like, girl, get your space together.
Yeah,
like, this
something.
Is a mess.
10 years, that's a relationship.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to ask me how to break up with her, but she wasn't. She wants to stay. So just bring it up in passing. It's like, wow, things have really changed. You must be under a lot of stress because I noticed, you know, just say.
Have you had to break up?
I ghost.
You ghost?
You ghost.
Your hairdresser.
Yeah. See, my hairstylist ghost me, and it hurts me.
Yeah.
More.
Yeah.
Oh, just tell me. You don't want closure?
No, ghost. You ghost, and then you come back with your tail between your legs later.
If somebody messed it up.
Right.
Yeah.
That's all right, girl.
What I would do is Big Shirley ghosted me.
So many problems can be solved with just a conversation.
You have a hairstylist?
Yeah, Big Shirley.
What does she cut?
Shave this thing right here down, dog.
Why can't you do that?
And...
Where
you can also get barbecue grill accessories. Oh, at the Black Barbershop?
I don't want to buy anything food related at the hair salon.
Oh, flowers. Oh,
can I go to the Black Barbershop?
Yeah.
I'm accepting.
Clothes.
Really?
Yeah. They have
pig's feet and pagers.
Some of them have a catalog.
Yes. All right, then.
I'm telling you, dude, I got some of the best baby blue leather overalls ever
at
the barbershop.
Yeah, you did. All right, if you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to KidNation.com. We'll do it again on Wednesday. Again, that's KidNation.com.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.